This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Ramping up his pre-election focus on immigration, President Donald Trump is taking aim at what he calls migrants, making a mockery of immigration laws. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. law holds that migrants who want to seek asylum can do so regardless of whether they enter legally or illegally. The president says he'll sign an executive order requiring that they go to legal ports of entry.
We'll no longer be able to use meritless claims to gain automatic admission into our country. We will hold them for a long time if necessary.
Saying the U.S. will build massive tent cities with help from the military. The first active duty troops have arrived at the border, with several thousand more expected to flow in. Though the Pentagon says they'll be in a supporting role, the president says he's told the troops to act if any migrants throw a rock at them.
Consider it a rifle.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oprah Winfrey is urging voters in the state of Georgia to make history by backing Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams in next week's election. Abrams is locked in a tight race with Republican Brian Kemp as she tries to become the nation's first black female governor.
She understands and she will serve the underserved of the state of Georgia.
Vice President Mike Pence is also in Georgia to stump for her opponent, Brian Kemp, and he mocked Oprah as just another of Abrams' quote liberal friends. President Trump continues his rallies for Republicans on Thursday. He expressed optimism for the midterms, though he noted that the Republican momentum has been blunted in recent days by the mail bomb scare and mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue. Toyota's recalling just over a million vehicles worldwide because of airbags that could inflate without a crash or fail to work, if there is one. This is VOA. Gay and transgender people in Tanzania have gone into hiding, fearing for their lives after a senior government official called on the public to report suspected homosexuals that they say could be arrested from early next week. Paul Makonda, regional commissioner for Tanzania's main city of Dar es Salaam, announced the crackdown on Monday. He said a team would be set up to identify and arrest the many, quote, many homosexuals who could face up to 30 years in jail. Makonda's announcement has sparked panic and fear among thousands of LGBT plus people in the East African nation. Divers have recovered the flight recorder on the bottom of the sea of a plane that went down in Indonesia. AP correspondent Stephen Wright reports the flight data recorder will be used to determine the cause of the crash.
The flight data recorder will give information such as speed and altitude. That data will be the final word on those factors. And from that, they can deduce, along with cockpit voice recordings, what was going on in the plane.
There were no survivors. Turkey's justice minister again calling on Saudi Arabia to fully cooperate in the investigation into last month's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. After initially denying Khashoggi had been murdered, the Saudi government claimed he died in an unplanned rogue operation. A Saudi public official then made a different explanation last week when he said the killing was premeditated. Hundreds of Google employees and contractors around the world left their offices Thursday as part of a worldwide walkout protest of the company's handling of sexual harassment cases and its workplace culture. Organizer Vicky Tardif Holland, an 8-year veteran of Google, shouted at a gathering of about 300 people in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
And the most crushing part for me wasn't the sexual harassment. I know that exists. It was the fact that a young woman was harassed in her job interview. And Google knew.
The walkouts are the latest indications of employee dissatisfaction that escalated last week after the New York Times reported the internet giant paid millions of dollars in severance pay to male executives accused of harassment without disclosing their wrongful acts. And Netflix will give 3 films an exclusive run in theaters before making them available on its streaming service. Until now, Netflix has steadfastly insisted on releasing films in theaters only simultaneously with their streaming premiere. I'm Lori London, VOA News.